This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
What happened with Rasmus Dahlin, and will it affect
him? Just a little bit of maintenance. Don't believe it'll affect him, but you never know until tomorrow.
Lindy, after the game last night, Thompson talked about, you know, how the team is playing a little more mature game the last month or so. And do you sense from that game, you know, the way you gave up a goal, but you got right back at it on the power play, you pushed right to the end, it is a little bit more of a mature game that your guys are playing. They're not falling prey to some of the frustration maybe we saw last year or early this year.
Yeah, I think we're remaining pretty consistent with how we're trying to play. The opportunities were definitely there to at least get a point out of the game, which, you know, we didn't put ourselves in a position where all of a sudden we were giving up crazy chances and make it a two-goal game and now you need three to win a game or two to get a point. So I even liked two or three of the real good looks, you know, late in the third period. The 6-on-5 had a feel to it that, you know, we were going to score, but didn't. Just got to believe in the process, believe in what we're doing and continue to do it.
JJ's recent play. I mean, he hasn't scored, but he's been creating. Last night, he had a lot of chances, a lot of shots.
Yeah, I think there's more to JJ's game. And I think he believes that, too. And I've had conversations with him. If you can remember at the start of the year, you know, around the net more, like tighter into the net, he's getting some chances. Those chances are further out. The opportunities that, you know, you get in that 10-foot range around the net, maybe tipping a puck. He has to get in on more of those. And I think when you're playing with a Thompson and a Tuck, there's an opportunity to be there. You know, we use this phrase, when it's your turn to be around net front, you have to be there. And, you know, I think he's seen some video. I've had discussions with him about where he needs to get sometimes. But he believes his game's got to be better, too.
When you look at the way your center alignment has changed with Kulik, Greenway is out, it's impacted McLeod and his spot in the rotation. I mean, is it easier to move a guy like that around? He's a little more of a veteran player.
Yeah, you know, and I really liked that line, actually. I thought that line was it was a hard game. You know, they defend well. I thought that line had a lot going on. I think the beauty about, you know, having centers that can go in different places and go to the wing. is that you do have an opportunity in different games. And I like what he's done. I've liked what he's done penalty killing. You look at offensively, he's about where we thought he would be at, maybe even a little bit ahead of that. And then with Kulik coming in and still taking a look at him at center, I thought average game for him last night. I thought there were some better plays to be made last night that you need. If you want to be an NHL centerman, you got to make some better plays. I think a little bit of his youth showed through in the game. But he's done some real good things for us, too, at the same time.
In McLeod's line, like you said, it seemed like they had a lot of speed going some of those shifts.
Yeah, and I think that when you're looking at a fourth line, that can create that much, I call it the stress on the other team, where you get inside or you have the speed to get by them, or you have a physicality of the Malmsteen, a tough line to play against.
For you to have a guy that's versatile like McLeod, where you can play him up and play him in that role?
I think it's today's NHL. Yeah, I mean, you look at lines, typically there's a lot of top lines stay the same, but the other lines in every team from game to game are, from a pre-scout game to when we get to the game, it's usually, we have a card that's got the lines, and then usually after warm-up you go, those aren't the lines. And you read about, we're trying a total shake-up, and as soon as you don't score, you're going to shake things up. It's part of today's game. When you're only scoring a couple goals a game or three goals a game, a lot of times, especially those middle lines, you're like us looking at Kulik in the middle and him trying to produce a little bit more or use his speed more coming out of the middle and how he defends. And he's done a good job defending. So it's opportunities always.
In particular, would you like to see him utilize his teammates a little more, especially on the rush?
Well, I think that's what I'm talking about. But that's youth. I think if you look at their top line, I will use their, and I used a couple of their clips as an example this morning, that they made some high-end plays. They put some stress on us when they moved over the line at 3-on-2 or 4-on-3, and they made it. It wasn't just a shot from an outside perimeter or above the top of the circle. They put some stress on us to figure out where we needed to be coming into the defensive zone, and they found that next play a few times, which they're a good line. And I think when you reference that play, probably you're referencing the 3-on-2 where we just shot, we got to make a better play. And it's as simple as that. But I think that comes with years of experience, too. And it comes, I think in the American League, probably he could probably score from there. Probably the NHL, you're not going to score. It's going to be a rare one that goes in unless you're shooting through a defenseman's legs. You're probably not going to beat a goaltender.
They're changeable. Are Krebs and Cousins, when they play together like that, almost interchangeable as a place coming where they can flip center and wing easily?
I think one thing we looked at, Paul, was we would have a centerman on that line that could take the draw on either face-off dot. Like in the D zone, when you win the draw, you're out of the zone. So Krebs could have taken it on the left side. I think you saw some of those. You saw Cousins take the draws on the right side. That was probably the most important piece. Coming back into our D zone, it's easy for those two guys to either be a winger or a center because they're used to both positions. But we more looked at the face-off dot as being crucial if we can have the puck instead of that line starting with it.
What is Jacob's ability to sit for weeks and then come in and carve out regular duty tell you about him? I mean, he's done it before, too. So, just what does it tell you about him?
Just the willingness to pay the price, just staying ready, which is hard. I mean, the hard skates, game day skates. It's a rare ability for some guys. Some guys face lack of hope. I think he used it as an opportunity to just maintain or get better as a player so that when his opportunity came, he knew he was going to succeed and was going to make it hard for us to take him out of the lineup.
Vancouver had a tough one last night, but they've been kind of like Minnesota, the way they've been playing on the road. I mean, what stands out is the challenge.
Yeah, I think you've pretty well nailed it. They've really been going well on the road. Haven't looked at that game in detail yet from last night, but I think they're a lot like us. We're some mobile defensemen. They've got lines that a little bit of depth in their scoring. And they defend hard. you know, Tocchet team defends hard, and he's done a good job with that team.
What's it like for you to think of Tyler Myers hit the 1,000 game mark, and you had him when he was Calder Trophy winner, and it's 14 years ago?
It puts a smile on my face. Actually, a lot of good memories of Tyler. You know, his first couple of years, and you look at a guy that was like 6'7", that weighed about 200 pounds, and thinking, got to get a little weight on, eat a little bit more. I mean, some of us don't have a problem with the eat a little bit more thing, but Tyler, I think, had to learn that through his career. He one time said to me, I got to get my man strength. He didn't have his man strength yet.
He was a huge part of that team last year, and he kind of blossomed into a great goalie.
Who was that? Sorry,
Demko.
Paul? Yeah.
They don't have him this year, but they're still able to. I mean, they found somebody else. I mean,
yeah.
Is it amazing that without him, they're still able to do what they're doing?
Yeah, I think it tells you the depth of the team and the type of job the coach has done there with that group. That, you know, you can lose a guy like that and still be able to win hockey games. And, you know, when you don't watch, you don't know how much. But, I mean, you check analytics and you look at, you know, what they're giving up. And, they're playing a good brand of hockey.